Good morning and welcome to the highlight. Reel.
Good morning and welcome to the highlight reel. My name is David Rostowski. And if you haven't listened to this podcast before, this is a very interesting one to tune into for your first one, let me tell you. There are perhaps some individuals that are going to listen to this one and go, holy crap, this is so weird. I have no idea what's going on, and I'm going to pause this and never come back. There are other individuals that are going to go, holy crap, there's a lot of energy here. I feel it. I get it. I feel and sense and pull through lots of the same messages and energies in my own life. And for those of you, buckle up. We have a beautiful smorgasbord of energy that's floating and coming in. Let's just play a little bit. These are the days that I get to stretch a bit as a channel where it's not just cool, Bergale, let's come in and bring through this message that I already know 50% of. It's cool. I don't know what's here. Feel a lot of energy. Let's play. So let's play. First off, if you are driving, you know, I've never actually entirely agreed with the whole driving thing, but if you're driving, just be safe. I personally have, been in kind of those states and been in cars, and it's up to you. I trust you. But no operating heavy machinery, driving, doing your thing. Probably just listen during this podcast in general. Just want to put across the board, I don't recommend doing things that require your absolute attention and presence while you're listening to a podcast about channeling and bringing through channeled energies. Well, the way I actually do recommend listening to this is one of two ways. One is on a walk with headphones on. The other is kind of by yourself in silence, kind of deep introspective space. If you're with others and just in that silent, deep introspective space too, totally cool, totally awesome. But for podcasts like these, especially when there's lots of energies coming through, I just want to really preface that just be safe, be in solitude to at least a certain extent, and just allow these energies to wash over you and really feel through what's here for you. So with that, with all of the kind of boring logistical human warning pieces that are also very, very important. Let's dive in, shall we? Let's start by closing our eyes, taking a few deep breaths. I'm going to call into the space of this podcast the container of this divine appointment, the reason why we're here, the reason why we are talking, the reason why you are listening to this right now. It's undoubtedly going to be a bit of a collective message, a bit of a collective update, but this is very, very, very much so tuned to the individuals who are listening to this currently. Continue to breathe. What's here? Let's call in some energies. So first off, I call in my Oversoul. I'm already kind of a bit in a half trance. I'm starting to go in. But I encourage you to do the same if that's something that you know about, if you've kind of been around this work for a little bit. To call on your Oversoul, or if you haven't been around my work, Bergale's work, or just heard the concept Oversoul before in general, you can call on your higher self as well. Very similar. Not the same, but similar. So you know, so you're not just kind of left floating right now. I am showing up here with the intention of bringing through what's here. I don't have a personal agenda, other than to bring through what's here and to stay consistent and to continue to find my tribe and, you know, all the things that are underneath this podcast. But for this particular episode, I'm not really coming in with very much. There's just a lot of energy in the field. So what I'm very curious about right now is, as this divine appointment's landing, what's here for you? If you just scan through the energy, scan through, see what your brain's picking up on, totally see what your mental field's picking up on, but also scan through your body, feel kind of what's happening in your emotional system. And underneath that, underneath the mental field, underneath the emotional field, also feel just what deep knowings are here right now. What's landing? What energy's here right now? What messages are here for you right now? There's some personal things that get to pop through, right? And just inspiration, reminders. When's the last time you were in this space, and what was that thing that you wanted to remember that's now flooding back into your conscious awareness just for another time to further anchor that understanding and that energetic? What is here? All right. Now let's ground all this energy. I used to be connected to the center of the earth, grounded deeply. And I ask for this container to be grounded as well. Feel all the energy kind of just floating, coming down into the body. It's like the awareness comes back into all the physical matter, and it's not just this diffuse, wide awareness of just the energy, right? It comes all the way back, and it kind of, you can feel your body, feel your knees, feel your feet on the ground, feel your belly, feel your chest, feel your throat, feel the back of your neck, your head, your hands. Now, when I hop on the phone with individuals, we kind of go into this space together. So this is a very similar experience to when kind of Miriam and I are sitting and pulling through messages for individuals. It typically goes a little bit faster at this point, right? Like the messages are coming through right now. But in this collective space, what's here is just a little bit of informing this space, is informing what this feels like, what this process feels like of pulling through information, of sitting with information. This is what I'm doing internally on a daily basis. This is what I mean by soul truth. This is what I mean by soul aligned business, soul aligned relationship, soul aligned living. This is what I mean by the second paradigm. It's a piece of it, is being able to have this access to our soul's deepest truth, which takes slowing down and entering kind of spaces like this, right? So if you notice, what I mean by spaces like this, in quotes, is slowing down, very, very intentionally going into a meditative space. And if you notice, I'm not just meditating in deep silence right now and seeing what's there. We also had some invocation, right? So it's like, hey, what's here? Hey, very specific invocations, like, hey, my oversoul, I call on that energy. Hey, the container for what's here right now, call on that energy. Hey, if there's any messages or beings of light that are here and that are present that want to bring through messages, let's kind of like, let's pull that through. Let's see what's here. There's this question of what's here that gets to kind of reverberate in the conscious mind and in the awareness, and gets to be the intention that drives this interaction forward. And then from this place, there's this flow, there's this energy that's just riding along, and it's like surfing it, right? We are surfing this energy right now. You can probably hear it in my voice. I'm talking a little bit more rhythmically. I'm talking a little bit more smoothly than I normally do, right? I'm just kind of snapping without thinking about it. Like we're just moving. We're riding this energy, flowing along. Things are coming through. It feels very similar to channeling to a certain extent, but it's me and I'm just riding this energy. There's no beings here right now that are transmitting this data through me. This is me, David Rostosky, but this is informed by so much of the energy that's here, which is just talking about this process right now. That's what feels alive. That's what feels here, is to be able to share a bit of an understanding of what this process feels like, so I can continue to reflect back, hey, I'm not special. You're just as special as anything you perceive me to be. We're all the exact same thing. We are the great teachers of old. we're all equals, we're all the same thing. The founding values of America are absolutely true. We're all made equal. And as a piece of that, we all have access to our souls. We all have access to the reason why we came in. We all have access to our deepest, deepest truths if we're willing to, in essence, go after it. If we're willing to feel it, if we're willing to bring it through, if we're willing to give it space. And if we're willing to be guided by those who tap into this space, right? My channel opened by watching people channel. I met beings by being around other people who were calling in beings. We have this very, very beautiful biology where we have mirror neurons, where we can sense what's happening in the people sitting in front of us, and even, I believe, fairly long distances, when we can hear the vocal tonality of other people, and our body feels that. We feel that. We feel what people are feeling, not just because we sympathize with them or because we are imagining what they're in, but our body physically feels those things too, right? I mean, mirror neurons is a very common idea. And when our mirror neurons are firing with someone who's deeply connected to the divine, there's this profound experience in there. I mean, I have this deep appreciation for church, have this deep appreciation for many religious institutions where there was, you know, this intention to come together on a fairly regular basis and just connect with the divine and be there and have everyone's mirror neurons pick up on the other individuals around them and worship together and fellowship together, right? These ideas that have triggered me for ages since I left the Jehovah's Witness religion, I understand on a deeper level more and more as I begin to create my own spirituality, as I begin to pave my own path and self-actualize and soul-actualize. There's this saying, and in the context I learned it, I'm totally misrepresenting it, but I believe this more than anything. My parents, and I mean, this is a really common thing in the Jehovah's Witness religion, they always told me to make the truth my own. They called the religion the truth. And I believe every single day I'm doing that. And I'm listening to my parents' advice and guidance to make the truth my own and to continue to, from my lens now, to continue to find my own truth and to continue to listen to my own truth and to continue to dig deep into myself and understand myself on a deeper level, understand my own blocks to really knowing and being myself and expressing myself and feeling myself. That space that I'm able to enter at night when I'm deep in meditation by myself, or first thing in the morning when I'm deep in meditation by myself, that space that I believe so many of us are able to enter, it is that space that gets to be life. It is that space that gets to inform life. And that space doesn't have to just be in meditations. It's not a place that we go to pull some energy and to rejuvenate. It's not a sauna that we go into or a jacuzzi that we go into to relax after a long, hard day out in the sun. It is a space that we can be in whenever we want. And it is a space that we can pull information from and truth from whenever we want, and to live life from that space of deep truth and expanded awareness and flow, not in the sense of just doing whatever life like takes me, or like going wherever life takes me. I don't believe in default paths as just as a virtue, but to be able to go with the flow of who I really am and to be able to lean into what's here. It's so funny trying to put words to all of this. You know, I think that's what I've been trying to do for the past year, is articulate more and more and more of this feeling, of this knowing that so many people talk about, that so many people understand and feel on a deep experiential level. Like, you talk to people and they're like, yeah, I see the colors. I hear the ringing in my ears. That's definitely not tinnitus. That only comes in whenever I feel this feeling in my chest that's fluttering when I can feel all this energy here. I hear the beings. I see the energy. I feel the energy. You know, you talk to people and you hear these things. And I think we have these words that we use to describe these phenomena that just don't make sense, that aren't physical. But we find these shared ways to come together and talk about them. And I believe articulations are getting better and better. And I think that's, I mean, what I am setting out to do continually is just to be able to articulate further, 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 further articulate. Like, yes, Bergiel, yes, other beings of light who I talk to, I feel you and I feel these messages and I feel this truth. But how do I articulate this in a way that not only I understand it and can feel it and live it, but to where I can also pass this on, to where I can also teach, to where I'm not just saying soul, and that's the end of it, because so many of these words are so overused. How do I describe the feeling of closing my eyes, breathing, and having a whole world open up of intelligence, of deep calm, of endless access to wisdom and knowledge and truth? How do I articulate that in a way that I can convey to someone that not only am I not crazy, and that millions of other people are having these exact same experiences, but that it's also possible for them, even if they don't know it, or even if it's entirely outside of the realm of possibility? How, God, how, beings of light, can I convey this? And I think that's my life's mission right now. So I hope by just entering this space, by playing here, by being here and just speaking into what's here, that I'm able to convey at least some of this feeling, even before I'm able to fully articulate all the words. Because there's a lot of energy here. Now, I'm feeling like it's about time to drop in, bring through Bergiel. I was scanning. I was like, are there other beings that want to come through? This is really interesting. But no, it's Bergiel. So let me drop all the way in and bring through Bergiel, and we'll keep this show rolling. All right, we're rather close. That was real time, by the way. David, what I'm going to ask is that you actually don't edit this episode, because there's a good amount of space here. And when you were in post, when you were going back and listening and have the potential to edit, it'll be extremely tempting to pull out some of these gaps. What I'm going to ask is that you don't do that. So that the individuals who are listening can feel this in real time. And so they can feel the energy drop in, so they can feel the energy leave, all of that in real time. Now, with that out of the way, thank you for dialoguing a bit, David. It's absolutely what was here. There's a good amount of information that is sitting and waiting to pour through you, David. And much of this is coming through in these containers, this masterclass that's coming out on Monday, that you and Miriam are going to be hosting live, right? And also this mastermind, where you're going to be entering this space for 9 months with individuals and myself. I'm going to be coming through lots of this information that you're really wanting to bring through here is for those containers. So it's for the masterclass to a smaller extent, but still definitely there. We'll be talking about the soul, but talking about all these things that are wanting to come through, right? We'll be streaming to you and lots of this information will become very clear. But the majority of this is for the mastermind. The majority of this is for this 9-month container. The reason is because we are calling in individuals right now who are built at this time in their life to be able to receive this information to a very, very deep extent. And it is these individuals that, in a way, are co-creating this information here that you are translating. So, David, you are a channel. It is your job and role to be able to articulate these energies that are here, and you do a wonderful job at it. This stream has become fairly effortless to the point that we're able to pump in more and more things that you yourself don't know that are able to come through even in the stream. And that's a much more difficult thing to be able to unpack, right? To unpack the words and ideas that you don't know in real time is much more difficult than what we were doing at the very beginning, which is bringing through massive ideas and almost visions and understandings and teachings with you beforehand, and then powering through a deep education period that then we would deliver and almost repeat back to an audience at a later point. You're getting to a point of mastery. You've had this reflected back to you that you are beginning to dial in more and more of this. Now, all of this has essentially come perfectly up to this juncture where you're able to then pull through the energy that is here, that is being co-created right now by these individuals who are coming together for this particular mastermind. Now, the reason why we have been saying yes so much, why we have been talking about saying yes so much, why we've been encouraging saying yes so much, why we've been talking about soul truth and soul yeses, is because that's what's here currently. That's what's here for you, David. You are here and moving to Seattle and saying yes to many, many, many things, saying no to many, many, many things in order to come into deeper alignment with who you truly are. Now, this is also happening in the lives of those who are listening, because the journeys that you are going through as a listener of this information tend to reflect the information that David is receiving and going through, because you are following this journey for a reason. You are not just here out of nowhere. You're not just here only because you find this interesting, but also because there's a piece of your life and soul path that necessitates your hearing this and hearing articulations of the journey that you're going through. So we are here for you to be able to understand more and more of this journey that you're going through, to articulate aspects of this journey, to be able to inform this entire process. What is here for many individuals who continue to listen and tune in, and for David and for Miriam, and for all of those who are co-creating this masterclass and this mastermind, is a deep yes. We keep talking about it over and over again because it is what is here. And we are beginning to make these distinctions between your body, including your emotions, including your thoughts, and your soul, and extending a hand of understanding for how to align with your soul in a world that doesn't recognize that it even fully exists. How to run the totality of your life and business from your soul in a world that doesn't completely know that that exists. soul is a metaphor in much of your current collective. It is a metaphor for art, for the creative sides of people, for the love in people, for the courage in people. The soul is in many ways a metaphor in your collective for values that tend to be collectively lauded. And yet, from our perspective, the soul is so much more. The soul is connected with God itself. The soul is connected with myself, with your guides. The soul is a piece of a massive, massive soul architecture that encapsulates the totality of consciousness itself. And when we speak to soul-aligned business, when we speak to the second paradigm that is running from the soul, we are not speaking to the soul as it is used in your collective most often. We're not speaking to these metaphors of things that you simply value the most. Following courage for the sake of courage, following happiness for the sake of happiness, following various material or emotional desires, following a trend analysis of things that work. None of these things are the soul. And one of our greatest challenges, and David's greatest challenges, is to be able to articulate what it is that that soul actually is. And yet, it is not our job to define it to the extent of fully helping an individual come from zero understanding of anything etheric all the way into a full understanding and embodiment of their soul's true essence. That will never be necessary. What is here and what is necessary for us to do, for us to essentially fulfill our role and divine appointment, and for us to play our own mission here, is to be able to inform what you are already feeling. Because once an individual goes through a certain amount of education on the planet, once an individual recognizes the way that this planet works, the way that survival mechanisms work in the body, the way that the ups and downs of fears work, once an individual recognizes that money and emotion aren't meaningless, but are meaningless end goals because they are simply metrics. They are scales that always have a baseline, always have an up, and always have a down. Once the human experience is recognized, once the game, so to speak, is recognized, there come these spaces. And for those of you who felt something at the beginning of this podcast in this long space, for those of you who are still listening now, that space is what we are learning to articulate more and more. That space is what we are unpacking here with David and finding the right words for, finding the right descriptors for. Because if we can translate and transmit to you the profundity of that space, then we open up the possibility for individuals such as yourself to continue to operate more and more from that space. The more individuals that operate from that space of calm, silent, gentle following of the energy that is for their highest, being able to tune in, ask what's here, anchor their oversoul, the more individuals that are able to do this, the quicker your earth becomes the place that you want it to be. The more compassion that individuals have for other individuals, the more very rapid awakening, you could call it, and education processes happen. The more that countries begin working together, the more that technologies begin to emerge very naturally. All of the information David's rather tired. All of the information from the soul is already available. So for us to be able to bring through an articulation of how to gain access to all the information for the entirety of your soul path that is already available is to give you the key to everything you will ever need for the rest of your life. And this is ultimately what we're here to unpack. And yet we're at a time where this isn't mainstream knowledge, where David and myself are learning to articulate this more and more clearly and precisely, at a time where the individuals who are being called here are helping to ground and to land this ideology, this way of being that fundamentally works better and easier. They're here to land this and be role models for their communities. When we say that this is the Emerge Leaders of the Second Paradigm Mastermind, we don't say that lightly. The individuals we are calling in are the leaders of this second paradigm, of the next paradigm and way of looking at reality for planet Earth. This isn't an ideology. This isn't simply a dogma or another ism to be added to the list. This is a fundamental paradigm shift about the way that reality is looked at. These are whole-centric paradigms that alter the way an individual does quite literally everything. Not from a set of rules, but from a set of realizations and inconsistencies between acting in one's own self-interest and acting in alignment with what an individual actually is, connected to something much larger. So this podcast is rather meta. We're taking things very slowly, which you're most likely noticing. But underneath here is a lot of energy and there's a lot of space here. So if you find yourself floating, and if you found yourself floating a bit during this experience and you felt bursts of inspiration, we invite you to look at that. Because essentially what we've done here is opened up the veil, you could call it, sat in a deeply connected soul space, talked extremely slowly, and left a lot of room. The more space that the soul has the more your truth will continue to emerge, and the more that you will continue to emerge, and the easier your life will be. So, that's it for now. This was a very meta, very zoomed out, very spacious episode. We just wanted to be able to remind you why we're here, remind you who you are, and remind you of the source of information that is ultimately truer than anything that your animal, that your body will ever tell you, including your emotional and mental states. We're not here to discredit your life experiences. We are here to remind you of the vast library of experiences, insights, and wisdom that you also have access to, so that you can weight that accordingly. And with that, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here in this exploration with us on a continual basis. For those of you who are being called to the master class on Monday, we'll see you shortly. We're looking forward to chatting soon. And for those of you who are continually being called in towards this mastermind, we encourage you to continue to look inwards, find where the alignment is, whether it is there or whether it is not, and to continue to lean into exploration of that idea if it is present. All right. Farewell for now. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll speak to you at a later time. It is funny feeling that space and feeling all that can emerge from there. There's so much that I'm learning to articulate on a daily basis. But one thing that I do know is that saying yes to our soul's truth and to our soul's paths, it is absolutely everything. I have found in my life nothing that satisfies me in a sea of, traveling the country, traveling to other countries, education, love, road trips, money, business, scaling business really quickly, material possessions, skydiving, roller coasters, nature. A vast amount of experiences. I feel like I've lived so many lifetimes of completely different experiences in different phases of my life. Deep community under a very, very strict religious dogma, right? So many stages. But nothing has satisfied me as much as my truth. And I think for a long time I thought that it wouldn't work. Like if I trusted myself fully, if I were to just sit in meditation and really figure out who I was, that for some reason it wouldn't work. When I was younger, I was living a double life. And I was like, okay, this isn't going to work for me to be myself. So I need to figure out how to make it work. And I think getting older, it's like, okay, I can't just do whatever I want and make money. So how do I make it work? But what I'm recognizing is that the me that for some reason I was entirely convinced wouldn't work in the world is the only thing that has been working in the world. Nothing else brings me lasting joy and fulfillment. Nothing else feels anything but hollow. This soul space, this silence, this pulling through information, this articulation of my deepest, deepest knowings and truths. This is the space essentially that I enter to find direction in my life. And it may be slightly difficult for me to articulate it at this moment, but I know that it's only going to continue to get clearer. And I know that those who are able to feel this energy, feel this space, that at least I hope it's clicking to a certain extent. There's almost this like rambling flow that takes over. And it's within there that there's so much guidance. There's so much just ready to bubble forth. And I'm excited to be able to continue to enter that own space and bring through truth. And I'm excited to be able to be witnessed in that, even in the weirdness in it and kind of the slappiness of it. I'm pretty extremely tired at this moment. But I think what I want to be able to emphasize above everything is that it works. So for anyone who's out there who feels this deep knowing inside that life has meaning and purpose, that you have a purpose, and that if you could just continue to follow your intuition and knowing that everything will work out and like your wildest dreams will continue to unfold. For anyone who also has that relentless knowing, I just want to tell you that it works. And continue to play in this space with you. And continue to trailblaze with you. Because the reason why I have trouble articulating this is because we don't have collective articulations for this. The reason why we use so many spiritual buzzwords to describe a vast array of intricacies of physical and etheric phenomena is because we don't have a very vast, extensive vocabulary in what all these things are. And everyone's views are slightly different on what spirituality means. Which is why I think there's something really cool about this podcast and what I felt here today. Because when I look back and I think back, there's a lot of just empty space. There's a lot of messages that come through. And, you know, just there's a lot of slow words. But underneath that, there is this relentless feeling of truth, calm, peace. And it's in that soul space that I find, and so many people find, continual answers to life's greatest questions. From the simple things like, what do I do next? To the vast things like, why are we here? Why am I here? What is my purpose? So I hope that this wasn't too weird. I hope it makes sense to at least some. And if not, and you're just waiting for the next time Bergiel channels, awesome. I'll see you next week for another episode of The Highlight Reel. And thanks for playing with me a little bit, for doing something a little bit different this week. And yeah, I mean, there's pieces of me that are like, oh my goodness, this is edgy. This is kind of weird. I just went into this deep soul space and talked for a while. And then Bergiel came through and talked for a while. And there's this other piece of me that's like, but yeah, dude, that's what you do every week. So I hope you enjoyed another episode of The Highlight Reel. And I hope within that silence and within that space and within those gaps and those moments that you're walking away today with your very own knowing and calm and peace. With that, I will see you next week for another episode of The Highlight Reel. And for those of you who are looking to join us at this masterclass on Monday and haven't heard about it or haven't got your ticket yet, you can visit indivinus.com/surrender. Indivinus.com/surrender. And we'll talk to some of you very soon. And for everyone else, we'll see you next Sunday.